Welcome to our Farmers Weekly Awards podcast, kindly sponsored by Asda. I'm Julian Gairdner, and I'm here with the editor of The Archers, Vanessa Whitburn, Tim Bentick, who plays David Archer, and Trevor Harrison, the famous Eddie Grundy. We're here at the Grosvenor House Hotel on the evening of the Farmers Weekly Awards. Well, The Archers, as we know, is an everyday tale of English folk, but I guess David Archer, Tim Bentick, it feels a long way from that tonight. What are your initial impressions of coming to a Farmers Awards in the middle of London?
Well, to be surrounded by real farmers, of course, is, you know, slightly strange for us who are only fictitious farmers. Just recently, we've actually had two examples of being on real farms. Once when we had a school visit on a real farm up in Staffordshire, and also recently I was invited back to the village that I used to live in Potten End in Hertfordshire to open a farm shop for a dairy farmer there who was sort of the equivalent of David. And in both cases, I've been humbled by the reality of farming as opposed to the fiction that we portray.
Presumably you've been to other awards ceremonies. How does it compare, do you think, coming to a farming awards ceremony with some of the other, perhaps more glamorous ones that you've been to?
I have to say, we haven't got to the end of it yet. So, I mean, this will be better judged at 12 o'clock when the alcohol intake, we'll see whether or not the farmers can take their liquor in the way that the advertising people or the drama people can.
Now, Trevor, who plays Eddie Grundy, what's your actual experience of sort of farming in the countryside? I mean, obviously you play this important role in The Archers, and everybody knows you as a very dog and stick man, but what's your real experience?
Yeah, I was very, first of all, pleased to hear Archer actually humble themselves. I must admit that. that was very, very music to my ears.
It doesn't happen very often.
Seriously, joking apart, yeah, I mean, I'm honoured to play Eddie, and I've been for sort of 28 years now, and I actually live in the countryside now, and it's amazing what we put over. There's so many stories of people that come to me, and when Eddie was being evicted once, a guy came and said, "I know exactly how you're feeling, you know, what you're going through." And it brings, like it did to Tim, it does bring it back to you and realise that there's guys out there and they're doing it. But there's also Joe and Eddie's out there as well, sadly, but they survived just about.
That's good to hear. And Tim, you mentioned, you know, a week or two ago that you had a very successful school visit on the farm, on David and Ruth's farm. How important do you think it is connecting kids with farming?
Oh, it was absolutely extraordinary because, I mean, the kids in the morning knew nothing. I mean, honestly and truly, I mean, they were lovely, lovely children. They were absolutely delightful. But they were from inner city Wolverhampton, and they knew nothing. When I asked them what kind of meat you thought they might get from a cow, kid said chicken. There was no understanding whatsoever. By the end of the day, these kids had a wonderful, wonderful day out. Their eyes had been opened. They started to understand what the idea of a farm was. And they had learned more in that day than they would learn in a lifetime of living in inner city, which is fantastic.
And you didn't have them painting the 40 milk bottles white for you, did you?
No, they were really well behaved, and they were an absolute delight.
Now, tell me about your, as I was going to say, on screen, but I suppose on radio, wife Ruth, who's clearly not a very good cook and not a terribly good housekeeper, and gets a lot of help from the mother-in-law.
I know. Have you noticed?
Does she buy British? Do you think, Ruth?
Absolutely. Of course, we buy British. Which isn't very buy very much, but she might buy British bird's eye. She might buy British frozen. We sell British and we produce British, and that's, you know, the onus of what Brookfield's all about. But the reason why there are these little lines about David suddenly putting on weight recently, and that's simply because of all the frozen pizza he gets given.
And perhaps on a more serious note, I mean, obviously the Ruth and Sam story gripped the nation. I remember sitting in a car park waiting to see what she was going to do, and literally as that storyline finished, we all jumped out of the car, and you could realise how many other people were listening to the same storyline at the same time. I mean, obviously, farming does put a lot of pressure on people, puts a lot of pressure on relationships. You know, do you think the public actually understand how difficult a job farming can be?
No, I don't. I absolutely don't.
And Vanessa, perhaps it's a good time to bring you in here, because you have to make some decisions about what storylines do get into The Archers. What actually drives that decision?
Lots of things, actually. I mean, we've got 10 writers sitting around a table, many of whom live in the countryside, and obviously they react like litmus paper, whatever happens to them, to friends of theirs and so on. And they all bring things around the table. Graham Harvey, our agricultural editor, also is very concerned with working out, you know, where the bigger stories might go in the programme. And like a lot of farmers, we're now looking at what green energy is going to do to the farming world. So, you know, Brian is thinking, because he would, wouldn't he, because he's always on the front line of everything, what to do there. And one of the debates about how you go green, I think it's probably true that most farmers that we're going to meet tonight would in some way say it is important to be aware of the green issues. But I bet you if you actually asked each of them how they might think of doing that, there'd be a lot of differences and plenty of room for debate.
I'm sure.
And there, for example, is what we will be doing, amongst other things, as well as affairs and, you know, the usual kind
the usual soapy stuff
that happens.
And what chance of David and Ruth entering the Farmers Weekly Awards next year, do you think?
Could I slip you a fiver? I think that's a great idea.
You might notice that Ruth isn't actually here, so I'm actually slightly worried about...
She stood you up.
Yeah, who she's off with tonight.
Well, this
I think she's in a cab.
Yeah.
That could be a great storyline for you there next year. One final thing. It's obviously Halloween, and your son Ben, I understand, David, has been giving Rory a bit of a hard time at school. Do you think Rory's going to get his own back?
I would imagine that Rory will get his own back. You should listen to the read-throughs when I'm allowed to play the part of Rory. Because when you, instead of having the piping little voice, and then you go, "Yes, Daddy, well, you're going to come and play
see,
with me now."
I better explain this. We don't actually have the kids in studio with us when ones, yeah. And so they're played in. They've been pre-recorded. Yeah. So when we get to the read-through, we do ask quality casts like Tim Benting to have a go at Dublin.
It makes it very different when you hear the kid talking like that.
And finally, Vanessa, I mean, obviously you can't reveal the future storylines, but is there any something juicy that we farming folk should be listening out for in the next few months?
Yes, literally juicy, I think. Brian's got an idea that involves it's a green energy thing, but a lot of mashing and juiciness, I would say. And it's not Siobhan, I promise you, and she really is dead. We're not bringing her back from the dead. But it's worth listening out for Home Farm and what they're up to in the next few months. I'm sure we all will,
and it's probably a good time to wrap up the interview. So thank you to Vanessa, thank you to Tim and to Trevor, the two of them, otherwise known as David Archer and Eddie Grundy, and thank you to ASDA for sponsoring our podcast tonight.